everyone, and welcome to episode 70 of K-Drama Convos. Yeah, we're
70.
We're at 70. Wow. Ain't that something? So this is kind of a really weird episode to end the year on, but it will be our final episode of 2022.
It's our final
challenge
watch.
It's our final monthly watch for this year.
Yep.
We haven't completely decided yet, but most likely we won't be doing a monthly watch next year.
Not in the same way, anyway.
Yeah, if we do it next year, it's going to be different for sure.
Yeah.
I think
one of the things we decided that next year we're going to try and do some more movies.
More movies, yeah, definitely. I realize I've seen very few. Well, see, okay, we don't watch movies, like, anyway, me and you.
You mean like American movies?
No, any movie,
oh,
any
no,
language.
We
don't really watch movies.
Much.
Like, here and there. We'll watch them with our family. And those are kind of few and far between, so we thought it might be fun to do more movies. But yeah, if you don't know, this past year we did basically a 12-month challenge where we split it into two. We had six genres that were all going to be Korean shows, and then six, like, we said regions because we weren't sure what, it wasn't languages because, what place was it that they also speak Mandarin? I think is why we couldn't break it up by language. Where was it?
Taiwan?
No.
Wait.
I always get...
It was Taiwan.
They speak Mandarin?
Mandarin?
I don't know. You speak Thai in Thailand.
You don't speak Taiwanese in Taiwan, right?
Or are we crazy? I don't know, but there was... So we said regions, so we had...
No. Because Jiro Wong speaks in...
I don't know.
Well, whatever.
We're terrible. We're sorry.
Yeah.
So, and those were just six different, like places. Like, we had China. Okay, let's see. Can I list all of them? China, Japan, Thailand, Taiwan, India. What am I missing? Five. No, that was six. Was that six? Did I list six? I think I listed six. Did I?
Say it again.
Japan, China, Thailand, Taiwan, India. No, I'm missing one. What am I missing? Oh, Philippines.
Ah,
there we go.
Ah.
What? Yeah, sorry. There was a while ago. We watched Issa Power with Feelings About. Oh, but we're saying that we've been doing every single month. Oh.
Okay, so it's called Taiwanese Mandarin.
Oh, so it's...
It's slightly different than Chinese Mandarin.
Gotcha.
But it is Mandarin.
Okay, so that's why we didn't go by language.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, wait, the one place they, like, technically, like, speak same language. That's why. But every month we would switch between picking from our list of Korean shows and our list of all the other shows. And it's been interesting. There have been multiple shows that we never would have watched.
Mm-hmm.
Some a very good thing that we went out of our comfort zone. Some,
not so much.
Not so much. Which is partly nothing to do with the language or genre.
No.
It was just the show that we picked just didn't end up being as good.
And sometimes it has to do with what we can get our hands on.
What we can get our hands on, and also, like, personal preference, honestly. I mean, some people love shows that we, like, dropped. So, you know.
Right.
Just a personal thing, obviously. And also, sorry that this episode is late. We've been doing this podcast for, is it a year and a half now? I think it is. And we still can't keep a schedule. We're still there.
We changed it. We changed it to skipping one.
Yeah, we changed
Sunday a month, and then we didn't.
Yeah,
that
like
didn't, yeah.
You got sick.
Yeah,
and then currently it's close to Christmas, so it's close to the holidays, and we're trying to get ready for that. And like we've been busy, so sorry this is late, but here it is. Oh, so today, we were picking our final watch was from India, and it is Mismatched. So, why don't you mention how you saw part of this?
So, I saw season one.
back when it came out.
Back when it came out. 2 years ago, maybe?
I think it was 2020.
And, you know, I thought it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
you mentioned it to me.
Yeah. And then not remembering a whole lot of it. I'm like, oh, I know an Indian show we could watch.
Uh-huh. Which ended up, so yeah, that's how we ended up picking this one.
After we had decided to watch it, then they announced season 2 was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
So we watched both seasons.
Yeah, so we watched season 1 and season 2 of Miss Smash, which both are on Netflix, and they're not very long, actually.
No, they're very short.
So I had the impression of this show from your foggy memory of it, if that makes sense.
So my foggy memory said that there's a girl going to this program.
Tech thing, yeah.
Who her mother had set her up with
a guy.
Her future husband.
Yes.
And that's where they meet. And the first scene you see them together, she throws coffee in his face. And it's really funny.
So you only remember, like, the first episode? Basically.
Well, that was my summary of it to you.
Yeah, that was basically... Yeah, so my impression of it was...
I remembered that, and I remembered the last episode.
It was a very disappointing ending.
It was a disappointing ending.
Oh, it's because it was...
And then I... Because I thought that was the ending.
That'd be stupid. No. It has a season 2. So, yeah. So my impression... My expectations...
There you go.
Because of hearing this summary from you, was that this is a somewhat of a comedy, but it's supposed to be pretty realistic and dealing with, like, what it's like being in India, and it involves a tech school. That was about it. The show did not turn out at all what I thought it was going to be, so, or either of us thought it was going to be, especially after season 2.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start off with characters, though. And we basically picked out either the most important / our favorites. So, we're not going over everybody because it also has a lot of characters. Mm-hmm. Quite a few. And they're all, like, sort of kind... They're all... None of them are side... Okay, a few they had side characters. But most of them are, like, secondary. They're, like, tons of secondary.
Yeah.
So, we'll start off with the main character, Dimple.
Right.
Her character was in, I think she was act, okay, all of them, I think they did do a good job of having them realistic. Like, that is something I think this show did well, is that most of these people I could see existing in real life, for the most part.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
Some of it was a little exaggerated.
Sure.
But you can see people like that.
Yeah. People like them, for sure. With Dimple, I thought it was, like, cool having the story of, you know, she's interested in tech, specifically, and how, you know, her parents, especially her mom, wasn't wanting her to go into that, but she still had a passion for it and pushed for it, and, like, I thought that was
And she's smart enough to get in to these
very
things.
Core part of her character was her passion. And that part of her character, I think I did quite like. But the funny thing was that I remember it was in one of the very first episodes that I noted that, like, they had mentioned her idol, this very successful woman who'd done similar stuff. I have no idea. I don't know if she was even
based. Developed an app.
Oh, is that? That's what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, they had mentioned how she's her idol, and they mentioned a few things about her, and how, and I noted, I'm like, I think Dimple took it to the extreme.
Yeah.
That her way of thinking was that either I can have a successful career, I can make sacrifices, I'm not going to have, like, a
I'm
not going to have a social life, thank you. And that she's, it has to sacrifice that for her career, which is actually kind of ironic because later on they straight up say that the teacher I like how he said it. I like how he put it from very personal experience and told her, no, you can have both. Is it hard? Yes, but you can do it. But it is something that I just immediately read with her character.
I think part of the reason she looked at it that way is because of her mother and how much emphasis her mother put on the other extreme. And so
she wanted to, she basically like put it the opposite way.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she would have been as extreme about it without the influence of her mom.
I think that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things I found kind of a weird decision was, so in season one, a lot of it was establishing the characters themselves, but also establishing their quote-unquote problems, insecurities, that sort of thing.
Right.
Because they kind of specifically had a different one for each character. And not kind of, they did.
They did.
Like they were,
everybody had an issue.
Yes. Which is, I mean, that's fine. I don't really care. But with Dimple, I found it kind of a weird decision personally that they did not show us hers till the second season.
Whereas I didn't think that was when I didn't think that was weird at all. I thought that
you thought it was very, very purposeful.
I thought it was purposeful because Dimple is the one who has it all together. Has a plan.
Well, that's your first impression of her.
That's your impression of her, and that's like who she is.
Yes, for sure.
Whereas everybody around her, you know, has ideas of what they want to do, but they also have these issues that they're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Dimple's only issue was, you know, her mom getting on her case.
Right. Yeah.
So I think it was purposeful that they saved that for season two.
I could understand that they basically wanted to establish her character and then show you the contrast of her having a panic attack like that. Like, like basically you can't read a book by its cover. Mm-hmm. Like,
she's a strong character.
Until you see that moment. Yeah. Which I think... I can understand why they did it, but in some ways, in the very first season, it made me feel like, oh, she's supposed to be, like, the perfect one out of the bunch. That's kind of strange. Mm-hmm. Why every other character, they are dealing with something, but we're not... The only thing we're seeing her deal with is her mom trying to set up a relationship, which is...
Compared to everybody else's.
In her case, it wasn't as... extreme as some of the others.
Right.
But then we see, like, she deals with panic attacks and stuff. And I think that was something that I'm glad that that's included in her character. Yeah. Or that'd be very strange.
Mm-hmm.
But not all... Dimple is probably one of the few characters that in this show, I would say from my impression, she was not always consistent.
Yeah.
Some of her decisions to me didn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you know, I could see it. But I was like, would she really? Okay. Especially for my biggest annoyance was when she kissed Harsh at the very end of season one. Yes, she was frustrated. She was angry. She was sad. She felt alone. And she saw this person supporting her right in front of her. But to see how, like, if I remember correctly, she didn't, like, with Rishi, they'd already kissed, like, before she kissed Harsh. She didn't do that quickly with Rishi. And to go from, like, being a little bit embarrassed about a kiss to, like, kissing someone, like, out of nowhere, to me, felt inconsistent.
Yeah, and it's not like... It's not like they had established any sort of sexual tension between the two.
Which you don't...
It was... She was emotional and she was upset.
Yes.
I agree with you, though.
Yeah.
Maybe she would have, like, let him hold her so she could cry
It
that
felt
would
like
seem
an...
More
like, I understand that she was very emotional at that time and that was, like, her reaction to it, but... I don't know, that just didn't seem consistent to me.
Except that they then used that...
Yeah, they used it very well.
Well, as a device to bring the two of them together.
Oh, for sure.
In a different way.
I don't know, that was... But then there was one or two other scenes I was like, that to me doesn't seem super consistent, which do you make stupid decisions in your life that are just kind of like you just made that decision?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. That could be one of those things where that might make her character more realistic because mm. she kind of made this more rash.
Rash decision.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Right. She did something without thinking it through.
Right, which is fine.
She didn't think through kissing him. No, she just did it.
That just felt, to me, it still felt a little like, would she really do that? I don't know. I never loved her character. I never hated her character.
I found her quite rude.
She was rude. But, like, other people were, like, 10 times ruder. So, like,
yes,
that's
absolutely.
A tricky part.
Yeah.
But she could be rude when she wanted to.
Right.
I don't know. All of them were, majority of them were very rude.
I don't know. I think, honestly, the least rude, well,
Xenot
was never rude. She was but never Rishi.
Rishi was, like,
wasn't.
No. Unless he got really mad or
exactly.
something. Oh,
yeah,
for sure. So, Rishi. Hold on to Rishi. So, I think I liked his character a little bit more than Dimple. I don't know.
I did too. I loved his relationship with his grandmother. That was super sweet. His grandmother's the one that did the whole...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Because his grandmother had an arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought that was so romantic. And, I liked the relationship they had.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of established the fact that he was... He's a good guy, you know,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a lot of the other guys in the show.
Yes. And I don't know. I just, he felt, it's tricky, though, because you're contrasting him against, you know, basically, what was the other guy's name? Krish. Anmol and Harsh. Who turned out to be fine, but was pretty crap in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're contrasting him against them, who are, like, basically just bullies.
Yeah.
So it's hard to be like, oh, Rishi's just such a goody two-shoes. He's not goody two-shoes, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because you have that contrast there.
Yeah.
But no, I felt like he was very loyal, very honest, very somewhat usually committed, I'd say. And I liked also seeing the side of him, like his struggle with art. How he always would say, I'm not doing that as a career. I'm not doing it. It's just a hobby. Like, I feel like a lot of people, and as far as I know, from what I've heard here and there, so take it with a grain of salt, especially in this type of culture, having something that is art per se is not always a thing that is as highly encouraged.
No, because they wanted him to be in the family business.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which that I can understand, especially.
Especially
if,
because
no, that was Harsh who had a family.
No, he did too.
Rishi did.
Rishi's family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Or his dad. No.
No, because they were divorced already. I don't know.
I don't think
they had a family business. As far as I can.
Well,
if they did,
being in art is not a way to. Often they'll say that's not a way to support a family.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. And that sort of thing. But I thought it was interesting seeing his, kind of somewhat his struggle
mm-hmm.
with that. And also seeing his struggle with his family situation, with there being a divorce and like that kind of thing. And his family situation to me came off as very realistic.
Mm.
And how he dealt with it, like with his dad. He low-key kind of hated his dad.
His dad was awful.
I know, his dad was terrible, but he still was like, you are still my dad, you know. There's not too much I can do because you are still my dad,
exactly.
You know, and that kind
yeah.
of thing. The main thing I was annoyed with Rishi is when he had. You can't even call it a relationship with a photographer. That was stupid.
That
did
was
not
one
like
of
it.
Rishi's stupid moments. Stupid
yes.
decisions.
And you could say that's one of his
mm-hmm.
rash decisions
right.
that he made. It just felt like a rebound. I mean, it was.
And he was never really in.
He was never in.
Mm-mm. No.
And I think the photographer knew
that.
That
whole thing.
was weird.
It was weird. I didn't like it. She got so offended by it. I'm like, girl, you knew he
was. You had to know he wasn't serious. Like, he was blatantly obvious. Yeah, but I think partly why I liked his character is that he, generally speaking, was one of the nicer people. Yeah. He wasn't, like, bad-mouthing people, this and that, as much as some of the other characters. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Harsh.
So your first impression of him is terrible. Terrible, because, oh my gosh. You know, he's the crass, filthy American.
American, yep.
Mm-hmm. Who's only there for the free internet.
Yep. yeah, exactly.
But he actually turned out to be a very observant.
Oh, he was a fascinating character to see.
And very caring person. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think Harsh was one of the few that we really got to see develop. Mm-hmm. And it's tricky because I think you can have character development without that character changing who they are or who their personality is.
He really didn't change who he was.
He changed his crowd more than he changed his personality, I guess you could say. Because in the very beginning, he would hang out with Simran, Krish, and Anmol, who were basically just the bullies.
Yeah.
And you kind of notice it was in season one somewhere, that he, like, decided not to hang out with them anymore. Right. But you noted a lot more about him in season one because this was you rewatching
it. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. There are things that I noticed that he did or said that I hadn't
caught on to. Mm-hmm. Like you'd mentioned like specific things that showed how observant he was, especially of Dimple specifically.
Yeah, like when they went out to the restaurant and it's a very expensive restaurant, and so Dimple ordered the cheapest thing on the menu, and then when they wanted to basically split
it evenly,
that was going to be too expensive for her. Mm-hmm. So he, like, came up with the reasoning for, well, that's how we do it in America. Everybody just pays their own thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's because he had observed
Dimple. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was one of the more obvious ones, right. But there were some subtle ones that you had mentioned to me that I had not noticed myself, and that really, I think a lot of them you noticed because you had seen it before, and because...
I'm not sure if I really would have noticed it the first time.
Yeah, for sure. But Harsh was interesting because I really fell at... the beginning of the show, he felt lost.
Mm-hmm.
He felt like he was just kind of floating around, figuring out, what am I going to do with my life? What is this going to be? Like, this and that. And then season two, we actually got to see what he was passionate about, which was music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was cool to see him wanting to do that in the future and... you know, learning about Indian music specifically and how interesting it is, and that's and wanting to have that influence his own music and all that sort of thing made his character like much more grounded once you got to see that side of him.
Mm-hmm. Which I think it would have been honestly a travesty if he had not accepted the position he got at Juilliard, was it?
So, one of those rich people schools, yeah.
Well, something. Juilliard is
yes, I think it was Juilliard, I think.
And stayed in India.
Hmm. Even though he... yeah, in some ways, I don't think it would have been an awful thing for him to stay in India, especially if he finds the inspiration off of the music and the culture there. But yeah, like...
but what an opportunity.
But what an opportunity. Oh, yeah. For sure, for sure. But, I mean, we'll get into it more later, him and Dimple specifically. But it was nice seeing how his character could change, partly just because he wasn't around... mean and rude people.
And that just really goes to show that, you know, you gotta choose your friends wisely.
And because his priorities changed, I think, for sure.
And part of it was that one incident where they were at his grandparents' house.
That was, they were rude to his grandparents. That's what made him not hang out with them. That was the turning point right there for him. Is when they, he had a few people over and they were rude to his grandparents. He'll
complain about them, but he still, he still honors them. Yeah.
That, okay, thank you. That was the moment that he was like, I can't hang out with these people. Not if they treat my family like this. Oh, for sure, Okay, so, Anmol. So, we're probably pronouncing his name so wrong. So.
He was a piece of work.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. And for all intents and purposes, he was the quintessential bitter person. He was so
bitter. You mean the quintessential?
Bitter.
What do you mean quintessential? Like,
if you're going to define bitterness.
It's him.
It's him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he had every right to be bitter and angry.
And it was something that the biggest thing with him is that the entire first season, he stayed himself. He never changed.
Right.
He was still himself. Like, and that's something that was very, very important in this story, partly because it was they wrote it for two seasons, is that they took so much time to establish who he was. And you very slowly, I think, even before season two, got to understand partly of why he treated people like he did, why he was usually so angry and just badmouth people and that sort of thing.
Right. His life was really hard.
And
he was always constantly comparing his life to what his life had been like
used
before.
To be. I don't remember. It might have been even till season. I don't know. Maybe we did find out pretty early on that it was because of a. Was he drunk driving? Am I correct?
Oh yeah, he was drinking and he was high and.
That's why, and he got into an accident, and that's why he was. I guess that's partially paralyzed. But then in season two, when after he'd punched the one student, is when the teacher's like, if you want to stay in my class, you have to get therapy.
Right.
And I really liked that they showed how stubborn he was.
Oh, yeah. He didn't just go to therapy and, he got all better.
No, that is not how it works. And seeing that he was even so, is apprehensive the right word? Is that the right word?
I don't think he was apprehensive.
What's the word?
I think he just couldn't pinpoint who he was angry with.
That's true. I think it took him a while.
It took him a while to get there. Yes, he knew he was angry.
Yeah, but he didn't realize why he was angry.
Angry.
That's true.
Himself.
But he was apprehensive to say anything to the therapist, let alone who or why he was angry or how to or try and work through how to deal with it or anything. And I like that they showed it took time, it took trust, and it basically took him confronting it.
Yeah.
And them showing how he specifically had to confront himself with, like, this is your fault. That is a very, very difficult thing to think that this is solely your fault that you are like this.
Yeah.
And that was, I can't imagine, like, ending up in that situation. I really can't. And then after he finally realizes it and admits it to himself, he's able to slowly change. And he was probably, in season one, I didn't really care for him at all. He was just this rude dude. That was about it. In season two, it's because they established him in season one is why watching him slowly be able to change his view was so impactful.
Yes.
And he ended up by the end being one of my, like, it's not a favorite character, but it's a favorite character to watch develop and change.
Right.
I guess you could say.
It was like, it's one of those shows where there's all these characters and you really want to follow, you know, just these people and these people.
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked forward to scenes that he was going to be in.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to see how his story unfolded.
Yes, I wanted to see where it went. Yeah. And also seeing that by the end, he was even able to find someone that he might like, even, and stuff like that was... I think his storyline was one of the best written ones. And I think it was... I just gravitated towards it so much more than so many of the other characters. And I personally can't relate to his character in any way. Like, literally anything. But I found his storyline so much more interesting.
I found that the way they dealt with his issues was so much more realistic
than some of the others. Yeah, for sure. And especially, you probably want to say the example.
And even after he finally came to the realization that he was mad at himself.
He was still mad.
He continued. He then went to the group therapy sessions. He didn't just... I'm healed.
Yeah, no.
He continued, you know, he's going to be working through that for a long time.
Well, probably his whole life.
And I like the fact that they kept that in there.
They didn't, he didn't stop going to therapy.
Right.
He's continuing it in the future, obviously. But probably the biggest person we saw a contrast with was Cimarron.
Yeah.
And we noted, I think they established very well her, I guess it's an eating, well, I guess it's somewhat of an eating disorder, or,
Well, some would say she had an addiction to social media.
Oh, yeah, she had multiple, she had multiple things.
And she had body issues.
Yeah, it was the body dysmorphia, or, you know, something along those lines. I think they did a very good job of establishing what that how social media can influence that, for sure. But my biggest problem with, not problem, but dislike, I guess you could say, with towards the end of her storyline was when, I guess it was after she had broken up with Krish, that she basically was like, I don't want to deal with having to being so obsessed with what I look like and being fake online, this and that, barely eating.
And I agree with you. Selena bringing, coming to her, that would never have happened.
Selena didn't like her.
She didn't like her. Uh-uh. She had been blackmailed by her.
Yeah.
Selena's not that big a person. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
That would not have happened.
No, but it was mainly that she was like, oh, just love yourself, love your body, this and that, which is a great message. But
suddenly she was all better.
Yeah, it's almost to the point where in some ways I think she finally came to a realization that is amazing that she came to a realization that this is not going to work.
Right.
This needs to change. But that she... And also posting online saying that, like, you shouldn't be starving yourself for this ideal is a very good thing to, like, portray in a show, especially in this age group. But her posting it how she did, being like, I'm fine now, I finally let go of all that, like, to me felt shallow. I'm like, it's not that simple.
Right.
That is something that...
And part of the reason it felt shallow was because... It contrasted so much with Anmol's.
Yeah.
If Anmol's hadn't even been there, it might not have felt quite as shallow.
Right, yeah, yeah. Anmol, like, he probably took half a season to even realize that he was mad at himself.
Yes, he
like,
did.
It was seeing how long it took Anmol to realize it and to even try to overcome that. And for her to just decide in a few days that I'm going to stop this. Yes, you can decide that. And partly because it was towards the end of the season. They
had to wrap it up.
They had to wrap it up. I understand that. But I'm like, it's not cut and dry like that. Like, it's much more complicated.
There was no struggle.
Yeah.
That was the problem.
Which, if she had done a struggle of, you know, it's a hard thing to watch, but basically her struggling going back and forth of eating, not eating, this and that, like, you know, like I said, it's a terrible thing to watch, but it, and they didn't have time to do that.
They didn't have time to deal with it.
So I can't totally blame them for, like.
And that's another issue altogether.
Yeah, that's another issue altogether. So, I don't know, I just.
Okay, so move on to one of our most favorite characters.
I don't know, she might have been my favorite for sure, was Xenon.
Yeah. So, and she was, okay, talk about a consistent character.
Yes.
She was kind and sweet and soft-spoken no matter what was thrown at her.
Dude, props to her. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And it was really interesting seeing someone who's, would you say 30s? 40? I think she might have been like 40.
Early 40s.
Or early, yeah, in her 40s. Trying to basically come back into society in a way. Mm-hmm. And especially with people so much younger than her. So college age. And just watching how she grew as a person. And I liked seeing a older character grow.
Yeah.
You don't just grow in your 20s.
Exactly, yes.
You can be like 50 plus and you're still learning about life. Yeah. But seeing it from her, I think one of the biggest scenes with her that I remember off like the top of my head was when she was talking to the teacher about how after her husband passed away, she in some ways felt she felt free.
Mm-hmm. Not that she didn't love her husband.
Not that she didn't love her husband, but it was more that she didn't love the life that she ended up living or being in or whatever you want to, however you want to say it.
My guess is that she probably had an arranged marriage. And then she got married very young.
Yeah, well, my guess is that
she really didn't experience
life. She didn't. She probably never had the opportunity or choice or what, however you want to say it, to work.
Right.
Or to go to school or go to college and that sort of thing.
Yep.
And it was such a realistic thing. Like, she, you know, of course she was sad that her husband passed away. I think she did love him. But to then, I feel like she could feel very guilty for feeling like she felt free.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, and that is something she's already had to try and process even before the show had started.
Yeah.
But seeing how she was able to take her life experiences and help, like, she especially tried to help Anmol.
Yeah.
It was crazy how rude he was to her, how just, like, he wouldn't even give her the time of day. The teacher even noted, like, he was like, I thought I made a mistake pairing you guys up, thinking it just wasn't going to work out, but that.
But it turned out she was the best thing for him.
Yes, and then she had the patience.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, and it was, yeah, it was so interesting. And I think she was probably the most consistent character, for sure.
Right. It was amazing when they all came to her house, like, they planned that party at her house. There was never any scolding or anger towards the kids for doing this to her. She just, like, took it in stride.
Yeah. Which in some ways could be, like, she didn't know what else to do, you know, and she didn't want to tell them not to have fun, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. But I think she handled it,
yeah.
But anyway, you know, afterwards, she could have made a big deal out of it
that's
or whatever,
true.
But she never did.
Yeah, but I found her character very interesting to see, like, you know, and then towards the end of the show, she mentioned, like, a program, I don't know if it was volunteer work or whatever that she wanted to do. And I think it involved helping, like, younger people in some form or fashion, if I remember correctly. Like, it was interesting seeing how she really did have a goal, something she wanted to work towards.
And I think part of her doing this school was to gain that goal. She didn't, she needed to figure out what her, what is my life going to look like and what's my goal going to be in life. Yeah.
And the only thing with her character, I found it very strange that she was going to this, it was a summer thing actually, program for coding for developers for developing an app when she does not code. That was the only thing that felt very strange. Like, how and why did she end up here?
I'm guessing it was a summer program at a, the college near where she lived. So she just
she wanted to take something. Didn't live there. She rented it. That was a house she rented.
Oh, she rented that?
She was mentioning that. She was renting that. I don't know. That was just strange to me. Like, I loved her character. It was just like, it doesn't make any sense for her to be here. For her to take that,
yeah.
I mean, like, any almost other, like, for her specifically to take a coding or maybe even a science or something doesn't make much sense compared to a lot of other subjects. She, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, but that's okay. We liked her.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I really liked her. And I liked how she's still dressed in a bit more of a, like, traditional clothing, even though, like, you know, she would use, like, slang and abbreviations all the time trying to learn. I feel like almost trying to learn or trying to fit in, but she still stayed true to herself, I think, for sure. And, yeah, I just really liked her. Yeah. So, this is interesting. So, next thing we're going to do is compare and contrast Dimple and Rishi versus Dimple and Harsh.
So this we came to the conclusion that we much preferred Dimple and Harsh's relationship to Dimple and Rishi's.
Like,
even though Dimple and Rishi, when they were getting along,
they were good.
Were very cute.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they had more trouble getting along consistently than she and Harsh did.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it could be partly how they started, didn't start them off on a good foot.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a little frustrating for me because, honestly speaking, from what I can remember off the top of my head, we got to see, like, significantly more screen time with Dimple and Harsh, and not them dating, by the way, not them specifically dating, just them interacting more, like, in a good way or healthy way or friendly way, whatever you want to say, much more than we saw Dimple and Rishi interact in a even just friendly way or healthy way. Like, it was weird because I was like, you kind of assumed Dimple and Rishi were going to end up together because they were established like they were supposed to. And at the very end of one, like, they hadn't even dated that long in season one. And then they broke up, which that's a whole thing in itself. But, okay, none of them pass for college students, by the way. Just noting. No one can pass as, they're like 19. I was like, you've got to be kidding
me. Maybe Dimple.
Maybe
she's the closest.
No one else. Not even close. Young.
Nobody else.
Whatever. But then with Dimple and Harsh, we got to see their relationship develop. I'm saying we got to see them, like, they're awkward.
They were friends.
Yes.
They.
Which you don't need to be friends with someone before you date them.
No.
If you're attracted, you're attracted.
Yeah.
But seeing that they, even though they, like, you know, how it kind of started was, like, this random weird kiss. After that,
but they didn't let it go. He
confronted
her about it.
I really
right
like,
away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can just move on from that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
Like, he didn't just ignore it.
He didn't pretend that it didn't happen.
He said yes.
He said. It happened.
Well, no. He said it happened. It's not that he, hold on. He didn't just straight up pretend like it didn't happen. He said he was going to pretend like it didn't happen.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
There's a difference.
For sure. Definitely. To say it happened, but let's ignore it.
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. And seeing them hanging out together and stuff, it could be something that they were never going to work as a couple. It could just be one of those situations they worked better as friends.
Yes.
But
yes.
Just seeing them hang out as friends or as a couple, either one, they felt much more consistent, healthy.
Mature.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about the two breakups.
Mm-hmm.
How yes, Dimple and Rishi different. Broke up at the end of
they
season
broke up
one.
Twice, even. They
broke the up end of season one.
Yeah. Well, they didn't fight. Sorry. They.
And then how Dimple and Harsh broke up.
But those are two totally different situations.
Hard to compare. One was this loud misunderstanding where nobody would listen to the other one.
Yes.
And the other one was, this is reality.
Yeah.
This is good for you. This is good for me.
And that's just...
And
yeah,
we will look back on the time we had together with good memories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much more adult-like.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. That's very true. I felt like when Dimple was with Harsh, not all the time, majority of the time, felt so much more mature than she was with mm-hmm. Rishi. Because a significant part of season two, when Rishi and Dimple were together, you know, they were on bad terms, basically.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just felt like I didn't get to see that Dimple and Rishi truly had a healthy relationship. Did they love each other? For sure. But did they really... Were they able to understand each other? Were they able to make this work? Were they, like, I don't know. They felt much more like a high school couple, much more than Dimple and Harsh did.
I have note here. They broke up, got back together, broke up, got back together.
Technically, the last... I don't think the second one was a breakup. I think it was a fight.
Whatever.
It was almost sort of kind of.
But in the end, really...
How did
it even... still didn't end with them as a healthy, happy couple. Because he got into the program and Dimple didn't.
Right. That's what I'm like, I don't even know.
And there's, you know, season three.
No, that's not confirmed yet.
I hope not.
I don't want a season three.
Well, they can do a season three if they want.
Sure,
so.
I'll read the recap.
We won't be joining.
Yeah. But it's just one of those things where... I don't know. I just never felt like... They had chemistry, but it never felt good enough. I don't know. Like,
it didn't feel deep enough.
Didn't feel deep enough. That's a good way to put it. Which, I'm not saying that every single one of anybody's relationship needs to be super deep.
No.
It's just not.
But if you expect to have a relationship like as a couple, you're... relationship's going to need to deepen.
Eventually, yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying that, you know, if you're not super duper serious or don't have a really deep relationship, like, while you're first dating, that's okay. You know, you gotta get to know each other first, especially if you didn't know each other beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think that is one disadvantage to this show, multiple things, but it being a little bit shorter is one of them, that they weren't able to establish a lot of it with Dimple and Rishi, partly because they broke up and got back together and then fought and then got back together.
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing. There was so much time that they were against each other versus together.
Yes.
But yeah, I think you mentioned briefly, but the breakup between Dimple and Harsh was done, like, surprisingly well.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect this show to pull that out.
And it wasn't... It was nice to see that it wasn't easy for either one of them to break up.
Yeah.
But they both knew that's how it had to be.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest thing you said is that with them specifically, because of them knowing, like, that's just reality, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were able, like, they kind of had flashbacks. Oh, man, we had some good times together. And, mm-hmm. like, that was such a mature thing to see from those two characters. Them being able to look back on this relationship and be like, you know what? It didn't work out, but I gained something from it. I learned something, or I even and just gained I really memories. I
felt for Harsh.
Oh,
because he was all in.
He was all in. Oh, for sure.
And Dimple obviously wasn't.
Yeah, I felt really bad for Harsh when I feel like I'm like, the whole time even they were together, I'm like, I knew. I'm like, she's not over Rishi. Right. Like,
right.
You know?
And he probably knew that.
He
but hoped. Yeah. Hoped. Yes. You know, well, that's all he could do.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Okay, so this is an interesting thing is that we definitely noted because we watched season one, season two back to back because they were both out. Season one was a lot less messy than season two. Season two got real messy, which is partly because you'd establish the characters in season one, and then in season two, they basically started intertwining things and backstabbing each other and everything. And then
bringing in, you know, the photographer character and then revealing the blackmail double cross. Oh.
Yeah. Which I would say I personally liked season one more than season two.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that I
except that
certain,
her relationship with Harsh was in season two.
And we didn't get to see Anmol develop till season two.
Exactly. But so you needed to have both the seasons to get him to the end you got.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the tricky part is that I think I like season one better because it was a little bit happier, maybe? I guess you could say. Happier,
simpler.
Simpler. Oh, I mean, it's still a little complicated, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was just interesting to see. It was a little bit shorter, which is, I don't really care. It was kind of interesting to see in season two. I was like, okay, when are we going to be done?
Yeah. How many more episodes do we have
to go? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate in a show. I'm very glad. Am I glad? In some ways, I'm glad that this show wasn't too long.
I'm glad it was short, for sure. Too. Yeah.
So some overall that we have for this show, more general stuff, was first and foremost, they tried to deal with too many issues.
Yes.
So I'm fine with dealing with multiple issues within a show. That's perfectly fine. But you had a lot of characters, and you tried to deal with issues, backstories, this and that.
Every character
had something.
Had a major
issue. Most of them were pretty major. That's a no.
Yes.
I'm saying that in some ways, I'm like, oh yeah, it's very realistic that most people have something.
Yes.
It could be very minor compared to them, but everybody is something. And a lot of them, you're not going to see it from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is an interesting thing to portray in a show.
But a lot of them aren't, a lot of people aren't going to have, you get together a handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
That many of them are not going to have those huge issues.
Yeah, most of them are very big.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You're going to have, you know, smaller issues to deal with, you know?
I mean, you're going to have a bit of a mixture, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but for everyone to have something so humongous in their life.
Yeah, it felt very drama, felt very TV show-y, you know? Too much.
It also felt very, like they were trying to make every viewer happy by dealing with every little issue.
Which you can't, there's too much. No, there's too much. And I think they somewhat shot themselves in the foot because the show was not that long a runtime to begin with, like episode length and amount of episodes. So them trying to develop this many characters and this many characters with some sort of history and backstory that was complicated was too much.
I think that's part of the reason Simran's wrap-up was so unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have time to deal with Anmol's and Dimple's whole thing, her whole triangle, and Simran's.
Yeah.
You could, and everybody else's.
Yeah, there was just too many.
There wasn't enough time to deal with it.
And enough. I would say, especially with Krish, they like barely touched him. Yeah. I mean, like they established it, but nothing ever came of it.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. But I don't know. It just, to me, I'm like, you need to either have less characters to begin with, or a different pacing. Or have the same amount of characters, but different characters. Like, I mean, there are other shows, like Hospital Playlist, for example, has, what, 5 main characters?
Mm-hmm.
Like, main characters. And they have a freaking ton of characters. And they introduce new characters, like, every episode, which it's a very different format. But they were, it's also way, it's like 10 times as long.
Yes.
But they're,
which is part of the thing. They had
Much
more time to deal with stuff.
Yes.
This show tried to cram
too much
stuff in too little time.
Exactly. And some of the stuff that they touched on, like, no, everything they touched on is an important issue that is happening in current day.
Right.
But it was just not enough. There wasn't enough time to deal with all of those issues in
and I think that was their downfall.
Time. It was, for
big
sure.
Big downfall.
Yeah. The other big thing was, this show was actually based off of a novel that was from, like, it was from a few years ago. And
called When Dimple Met Rishi.
Yeah, When Dimple Met Rishi, yeah. And we read this summary.
Hmm.
And I mean, you didn't read the full summary. So you read the summary you'd find on the back of the book. I read a synopsis, like a full-on plot. This is how it starts, this is how it ends.
So to compare the two, the TV show took place in India.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Indian, with students that were living in India. Yeah, yeah. And stuff.
Except for
Harsh. Whereas the book, they were Indian Americans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that
is a whole different ball of wax.
So, with the book, as you know, we had, neither of us read it. You got it from the library, but didn't have time to read it. Especially before this episode. So, from what we've read about it, and I read a little bit about the author talking about it, was that one of the biggest things that book touched on or dealt with or whatever was being Indian in America and having to deal with the cultural differences and also career choice and career path within cultural, you know, how do you balance your traditions versus what modern day is like, or traditional India versus modern day America. Those are two very, very different things. And how do you balance that, including what you, if you want to follow your passions, like she wanted to do coding, but he wanted, you know, he had the potential to do art. And also the dating scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like with, you know, this was kind of similar to that. Like,
mom wants you to find a good Indian boy.
Right. And you just want to be like, dude, chill. I want to pick my own person. Right. That, you know, the traditional and modern kind of clashing. And that apparently was pretty much the biggest point that I found that the book touched on.
That makes for a completely different story.
Yeah, honestly. And I basically read the Cliff Notes. It wasn't actually on Cliff Notes, but I read the Cliff Notes version of the plot. And they had Dimple Rishi, obviously. They had Rishi's brother. And they also specifically mentioned Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't mention any other characters by name. Mind you, it's just the Cliff Notes version. But from my impression from reading that was, this is not the same story.
Right.
The book sounds much more like a romance with young people who are wanting to follow their passion, but, you know, are don't know how to balance that with their family and that sort of thing. Whereas this show turned out to be teenagers insulting each other. I don't know what to tell you.
How many swear words can we fit into one episode?
Oh, yeah, that's what the notes. So,
oh, my goodness. Yeah,
we don't usually watch shows that have a lot of language in them.
I mean, if they have language in them, they have language in them.
Sure, sure.
And yes, in that setting,
it fit.
You're going to have more.
It fit, but my come word. On. Oh my gosh. And the bigger problem was we usually watch, you know, Korean, Japanese, Chinese, which yes. they swear in said language typically. Yeah. And so I have two younger brothers. So we typically try and that's part of the reason we try not to watch. Also, we watch in the living room.
Yeah.
Like with it playing just out loud. Uh-huh. So because
and of course that all the swear words were in
English, all of them.
Not
I guess Hindi,
in Hindi, but in English.
I guess Hindi doesn't have enough strong enough swear words. Yeah, that threw me for a loop. Yeah. I remember Josiah saying how he has a hard time handling with switching back and forth like that. Dude, I don't know how much English is like.
Yeah,
it's like a second language. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know,
This was one of those shows that was actually right on the edge for me letting you watch.
Oh, the amount of language?
Because of the language and some of the subject matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that threw me for a loop with how much they switch between Hindi and English.
Yeah.
You
find that in every...
No, nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with
Indian
it.
Indian... show I, don't I think, have ever watched it's like
I don't
that.
Think I personally ever watched something that was in Hindi.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't expect it. I'm not saying anything wrong with it or anything. Right. I didn't expect it.
They just don't do that in Korean and
no
Japanese
English
shows.
Isn't as
it's not as intertwined like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing I don't know I noted I mentioned with the language was I found that harsh. I think he spoke more Hindi by the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
In the first season, he spoke a lot of English, like inner thoughts and stuff. But I felt especially when he was talking to Dimple, he spoke a lot more Hindi in the end. It might have just been me.
It would have been interesting to
he didn't
know Hindi to see how his Hindi
he mentioned locals laugh at him when he tries to speak it and stuff, but. Unless I'm just, like, I don't know, remembering wrong. I felt like he, because he'd been living there for a little bit, I felt like he was actually trying to speak more Hindi than he was.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
He was.
I know that was partly Dimple's influence, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but his grandparents also lived there. Mm-hmm. And I think it was him not being, I'm an American in India. It was him being, like, I feel like he felt a bit more like he belonged there.
After being there for
a while. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And I don't think there's, going back to it being based off the novel, I don't think there's anything wrong with changing a story for an adaptation.
Oh, no.
There are things that just do not work in one thing and versus the other. Like, there's just, you know, like...
Stuff you can do in a book.
That you can't do.
You just can't do on screen.
Yeah, like, for example, we were talking about Dune the other day, the movie, and how...
There's a lot of inner dialogue in the book.
But,
like, pages of inner dialogue.
Yeah, but in the movie, it's just too... Like, they're very wordy. Like, there's just too much of that to include all of it, so they had to do it in a different way.
Right.
Like, you know, that kind of thing that you have to change. You can't just... directly script the book, like, it's too much.
Right, but this sounds like, well, they basically took the whole setting.
They changed the setting a lot.
And changed it from America to India.
Yeah, which, I don't know, I guess that's okay.
But that changes, like I said, that changes the whole story.
Yeah, I think that changed the original to me.
The intention of the book.
Yeah, the original to me, from what I've read, sounded a lot more balanced story-wise. Mm. I have no idea if they had this many side characters. I think they probably had characters very similar to them. I don't even know if they have the same names. Just that I don't know because I didn't read it. But my impression from it is it sounded like, oh, that, it sounds like I would like that.
Yeah.
This show had so many things I honestly just disliked.
So, I would say we don't recommend the show.
No, I think go read the novel. I would say
go read the book.
I haven't read it, but it sounded good.
Sounded better.
It did.
Yeah.
And probably the worst part was that I honestly was only interested in the storylines of half the characters.
Yeah.
And honestly, when we weren't focused on those characters, I, like, low-key felt like I was wasting my time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
it was a shame.
Which is a shame with any type of show, but, or even movie or anything, even if it's really short, to feel like, you know, and that was more in season two, because I'd invested the time of season one already, and that was fine. But then in season two, when the stuff that I personally didn't enjoy just was dragging, I'm like, I don't care. Like, either develop their character well or don't even try.
Yeah. I need to love them.
No, care. I don't know. No.
Well,
no,
I can love them, hate but I mean, them. I need to...
And be interested.
Be interested in what you're going to do with this character.
Yes.
And a lot of them were like, I don't care what you're going to do with this
character. Yeah, they just feel too shallow or... like, didn't click. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I can hate character and be interested how they're going to develop them. Absolutely. Like on Rule. Oh, very good example. We
hated his character.
But... it was,
but we loved the development of his character.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And any kind of, I don't know. So annoying. So, yeah, like you said, we would not recommend this show personally. Other people might like it, but I found it just felt messy and unbalanced personally. So what would you give it out of 5? What's your rating? I want to take Dimple, Rishi, and Harsh, pull them out of this, and stick them in something else. I want to see their story, their relationships in a different setting. It's honestly
2.
Give it 2.
I give it a 2 because I have to give credit to
some of the writing.
Some of the storyline. On Mole's storyline, Harsh's storyline,
Xena a little bit too. I'd say
And even. No. Yeah.
Who are you going to say?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so,
I'd have to give it a 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I agree. This is one of our lowest rated ones this year.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, this was not a very positive one to end the year with, but, you know.
However, we're going to start the new year off.
why you sound like an ad?
Something a lot more fun.
Oh, yeah. If you didn't hear last episode. No, if you didn't hear, last episode we mentioned that hopefully it'll come out January 1st. If it comes out the week after, we're sorry. It's probably because we got busy with
making all those cookies.
Oh my gosh, I made like 300 cookies. This is a stupid amount of cookies. I'm the baker of the family.
She makes the cookies.
Not of the family, like my aunt bakes, but... What was I saying? Oh, but we're doing for the first time, it's because this is the very first year, because we've only done this for a year and a half.
So this is the first full January year. To December year. Yeah,
that we actually were podcasting. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a K-Drama Convos 2022 awards ceremony, if you want to put it that episode. We're doing an episode. Mm-hmm. And I am 100% planning on putting together a video, basically a visual for it.
That will make it much easier to follow.
To follow. Because basically we're giving out, we're specifically giving out awards to the shows that we watched in 2022. And also that pretty much all of them we also mentioned or did a whole podcast about. On.
Yes.
So it's not... 2022 dramas or shows or anything. It shows that we watched in 2022. So they range a whole bunch of years.
Oh, yeah. Lots of different years, different genres, different languages.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this year has been kind of, it's been very different. Mm-hmm. This is probably the most variety we've ever watched, like, since we started watching stuff 18, 19.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And we're going to have to contemplate how we're going to go forward for next year.
For sure. Yeah. And most likely next year, we will stick with the schedule of three Sundays a month instead of 4 to 5. We might do 4 if it's a 5-week one. But every... we won't do every single Sunday just because we're busy.
It got
difficult, yeah. Especially because for us personally, with the episodes that we usually do, they're usually... We try and record within a week at the most of finishing a show.
Yeah.
And to... Considering we typically take currently 2 weeks to finish, like, a 16 episode.
Right.
We could finish a 20 in 2 weeks, but that's
hard.
That's hard for us currently. We have a tricky time actually having enough stuff that we've seen recently to make a podcast about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bad at coming up with ideas for other alternatives. We've dabbled. We're not always great at
it. So if anybody has anything... they'd like us to talk about.
I know, right?
Let us know.
Yeah, but that's the main reason we switched to 3, because trying to finish that many shows or movies and stuff in the amount of time.
And have a life.
That we have lives, for sure. Yeah. So, but we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, even if it was kind of, I don't know.
A downer.
It wasn't a downer. It was just very different. We hope you enjoy the holidays and have a happy new year. And we will see you all
next year.
Next year.